With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The White House has formally submitted to Congress a hefty funding request that includes aid for Israel and Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Biden is asking lawmakers to approve more than $105 billion to support Israel and Ukraine. The request also includes money for border security and countering China's influence. Jake Sullivan is the president's national security advisor.
This budget request is critical to advancing America's national security and ensuring the safety of the American people.
However, the chances of progress on Capitol Hill are in doubt because of political resistance as well as Republican infighting that has left the House without a speaker. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, before today's third vote was taken for a new House speaker, Republican Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio says Republicans need to come to an agreement so that Congress can get back to work.
We need to get to work for the American people. We need to do what we said we were going to do. We need to do what we told them we were going to do when they elected us and put us in office. And frankly, we can't do that if the House isn't open. And if we can't open the House until we get a speaker.
But after today's third ballot, Jordan receiving fewer votes than in the first two ballots, it's not known if a fourth ballot will take place. City officials say a rapidly intensifying blaze that engulfed multiple row houses in northwest Baltimore has left one firefighter dead and four others injured. They said the injured firefighters received varying degrees of burns. Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace says the cause remains under investigation. Wall Street remains lower. The Dow is down 123 points. The NASDAQ, 97 points in the red. This is SRN News. America's pastors talk about their biggest challenges. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Barna Group has been asking clergymen what issues they feel the least equipped to handle with people in their congregations. The most frequently mentioned problem is mental illness. 55% of pastors say they do not think they have the tools to cope with that. Other issues placing high on the list are singleness, chronic illness or disability, terminal illness, job loss, and divorce. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua releasing 12 Catholic priests jailed on a variety of charges and sent them to Italy following an agreement reached with the Vatican. Most observers agree that the priest's real crime was being critical of the leftist administration of President Daniel Ortega. The Nicaraguan government has aggressively pursued the Catholic Church in recent years. This is SRN News. A state of emergency issued in northern New York County following a major water main break that left more than 45,000 people without water. It happened near Watertown. The Hollywood Actors' Strike hits its 100th day on Saturday.
Talks between the Actors' Union SAG-AFTRA and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers resumed October 2nd and ended abruptly 9 days later. The AMPTP says in a statement, talks broke down after the union demanded a fee for each subscriber to streaming services. The AMPTP called it a tax on subscribers that created an economic burden. SAG-AFTRA leaders say it's ridiculous to frame it as a tax on customers, and it was the studios that wanted to shift the model from one based on a show's popularity to one based on subscribers. SAG-AFTRA says it will resume talks at any time, but it won't change its demands. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.